This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital of Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens wailed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. Officials in Ukraine's Odessa region say two critical infrastructure facilities were damaged in the attacks. Russia has targeted Ukraine's power grid with missile and drone strikes since October, causing sweeping blackouts and other outages during winter. This comes one day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and wounded many others during a raid in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has our story.
The violence occurred in the Jenin refugee camp, a militant stronghold that has been the focus of Israeli raids in the past year. The conflict spiked in January with over two dozen Palestinians killed since the start of the year. The fighting comes weeks into Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has pledged to take a hard line against the Palestinians. The unrest also comes days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in the region and push for steps that might improve daily life for the Palestinians. I'm Karen Chamas.
And as Karen just mentioned, just hours after the attack, the State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank starting Sunday through Tuesday to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, as well as the war in Ukraine with regional leaders. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy continues